堂听 class.com。
He is not to be taken seriously, and you're absolutely not expected to be entertained by his insanity. But who cares? Introducing the finest talk show the 40 minutes of show prep could provide. You're listening to the Zip Code Famous Face Video Online Extreme Talk Show with your host, Chris Phoenix.欢迎收听 Face 英语电台极限脱口秀，我是主持人 Chris。There's a secret that I want to review, and it's not going to be revealed until the end of the show, so you guys got to be patient. And the secret has been in the hole for almost 100 years. It is how to improve English in the most possible, fastest human way possible. That's what I'm going to be talking about at the end of the show. So it's 3 minutes into this hour, and you're being listening to the Zip Code Famous, what's the name of my show?Anyway, we'll be back after a short break. Where's my music? Okay, I'm very highly inefficiently organized, so I'm gonna try to do something. You know, one of these days, I just want to come in here and play some music. You know, play 80s pop music or 70s, 60s, it doesn't matter. I just don't want to talk. I just want to save my throat for some kind of a party afterwards, because I usually talk a lot. When I talk too much, it gets very uninteresting. because people just want to listen to some music or just listen to some English. You know, frankly, what I'm talking about is not English. It's a bunch of rubbish nobody really cares about. And nobody should pay any attention to what I'm talking about because, you know, 99% of time, what I talk about is just, it's a lot of random things that can be interesting here and there, and occasionally I can crack out jokes or something like that, but most of the time it's just utterly disgusting, and it's creepy, and it's weird. I don't know my stuff, I don't know what I'm doing here. But still, people for some reason still tune into my show every time, so that's pretty good. I'm still having a very large fan base, and people accuse me of talking too slowly. Excuse me. People actually think I talk too fast. Or should I say that people think I talk too slowly or too fast or whatever. Alright. We'll be back. Holding on with fingers and feelings alive, but the time okay, I am here. The first topic is a surefire way to improve English fast is finally revealed. And, you know, it's kind of easy to talk about this, you know, revealing secrets. Everybody's got secrets. I got my big secrets that I'm going to review. And it's your lucky day. You guys don't have to pay to get my secret. So how wonderful is that? Second topic here tonight, sports junkie. Junkie means somebody who's very interested in something, who's very passionate about something, you know, like drug addicts who are interested in cocaine, marijuana, heroin, ecstasy, that kind of stuff. So sports junkie is someone who wants to just lives in a dream of sports, and he loves sports so much to watch every game and reads the magazines and follows the sports teams. He travels with the teams, and he just a big fan of the team that he supports. Sports junkie. Remember that back in the days when soccer was pretty popular in this country, I was still at primary school, and me and my friends will be watching soccer games every time our team was playing, and we would be turning the sound very loud, and nobody could sleep. Our neighbors would be just watching the game with us, because everybody was a big sports junkie, so to speak. So it seems that right now, in recent years, soccer has been giving up. You know, basically, there's nobody really cares about soccer anymore. People don't even play soccer anymore. I still play, and occasionally I play some other games, but mostly soccer. I play basketball also. So, sports junkie, I'm sure that a lot of us who grew up during the period when soccer was very popular, I'm sure that we have some memories to share. So, if you want to talk about this, give me a call, we can talk. Alright, you've been listening to the Zip Code Famous Face Radio Online Extreme Talk Show. It's Wednesday night, and it's December 3rd. I'm not sure if it's 3rd, it's a... Yeah, it's Wednesday, Friday, it's going to be 5th, it's a special day for me, the day after tomorrow, it's a special day. It's the anniversary of, something good, something very inspiring, something very, I can't live without. It's like the show that you guys can't live without. It's the Zip Code Famers. It's the show that doesn't need any preparation, because I just come out here and do it. You know, there is no preparation absolutely whatsoever. There is not any calculating, there is what's not, any type of formal introduction or preparation, just playing some crappy music, introducing the show. Here I am. Just the proving a fact is very simple. Just about anybody could get a talk show nowadays, because it's nothing, it's something, it's nothing for me, but it's something for some people. When you do it the first time, you feel it's a lot of pressure, but you do it too much like me, because I pretty much do it twice per week. And last time I missed the show because I was, something happened, so I was kind of wrapped up in something, so I wasn't, I got lost, so to speak. I went to a forest, I went to traveling, did a little bit of traveling with my friends. Alright, we'll get back to the topic, we're going to play some music right now. And by the way, you've been listening to a show, and it's a talk show, you know. If you have heart disease, if you have cancer, if you have AIDS, please do not listen, because my show can trigger your disease, and you're going to die. So don't do it, for God's sake. I hear watching over you. Yes, we are back. It's Wednesday. It's very cold. I'm wearing my overcoat. After the show, I'm going to continue back to work. It's a lot of things to work on nowadays. I'm very wrapped up. I'm just swept totally into my work. It's just basically it's killing me. And last night I pretty much did not sleep because I was having too much stuff to do, too much stuff on my shooter. It's just annoying sometimes. It gets me wanna, you know, kick some butt. Yeah, I guess it's just the reality of life. Sometimes you have to accept the downsides. You have to endure the all the hardship that life brings you. So that's pretty much what it is. And I'm so glad I'm still alive, and I'm very happy that I'm still doing the show. All right, sports junkie? No, not me. I'm not a sports junkie. How about you? You want to talk about this? Let's talk. Just give me a call. Let's talk about this, sports junkie, or the first topic, a sure way to improve English fast. If you have any guess, if you want to take a guess, you know, what the secret is. Some people already know what my secret is, but, you know, it's kind of simple, but like I said, I'm not going to review it until the end of the show, so just creating some suspense here. It's 12 minutes past this hour, and you'll be listening to the Zip Code Famous Space Radio Online Extreme Talk Show. We'll be back after this shortly.
In the salty air, day breaks, my heart aches. I will wait for you right here.
Okay, I am the kind of guy who watches NCIS, and I watch 24, of course, but mostly NCIS. I've been watching every episode since the first season. I'm a big fan of the show, and I got a bunch of you know, a lot of hard drive spaces being wasted by the show. And you know, actually last week, I was watching the show. There was a new episode coming out with you know, with their new storyline or new actors. The way they introduced some new music, there was some kind of interesting, you know, a twist of the story. And there was this guy that was just, you know, looked like me, because I was kind of like, you know, looking at myself. And when I was watching the show, yeah, it was just, you know, completely it was messed up, because the guy was a bad guy. You know, I'm a good guy, but the guy was a bad guy. The guy that just looks like me. So what does it tell you? Does it tell you something? Does it tell you that I look like a guy, kind of guy that people want to put into the show to be the bad guy, to be the bad actor? That's what it's all about, I guess. I just look like a bad guy, like a jerk, you know, like somebody who doesn't know how to live life. Somebody who's just a bad guy with playing a guy that's the criminal, and everybody hates the guy, and the guy ends up in jail, and that's what happens. So after watching the show, I feel so miserable. I just wanted to get out and get myself drunk. And at that point, I saw another show going on. It was a different show. So actually, I'm not a big fan of watching shows, but I'm just talking. And, you know, sometimes you gotta watch some TV. You know, you can't just work all the time. You agree with me? Yeah, I'm sure. So anyway, I watch TV sometimes. I watch the shows, and there was another show right after the NCIS that I was talking about, and the second show, there was another guy who just looks exactly like myself. It was like looking at myself in the mirror. There was another guy that resembles my face, my nose, the same eyes, the same lips, the same teeth, and it was just amazing that. And that was a good guy, so that's good. But it turned out that the good guy in the second show was just pretending to be a good guy, but actually he was a bad guy. He was a horrible guy, just like a guy in the first show, so that was kind of miserable. And this guy is not a murderer, this guy is not a robber, this guy is a pimp. You know what a pimp is, you know. That's kind of miserable, because I never thought that I would be, looking like a bad guy, putting the big scream, you know. Not necessarily a big scream, we're talking about TV shows, but there was, like acting some kind of show. So I'm the bad guy. I'm a bad cop. I'm the bad actor. I'm the guy that everybody wants to beat up or everybody wants to get rid of. So that's something that's absolutely not very good. And I just wish that there could be some way that I could end this. So anyway, I'm gonna continue play this.
One of us, just a slow.
I kind of think it's, I like to think it's very difficult to know English. Otherwise, people wouldn't be paid money to attend classes, training schools, hiring private tutors to teach them English. Well, the truth is that it's a very simple language. It's one of the simplest languages in the world. I'm sure you guys agree with me. English is very easy to learn if you just pay a little bit of attention, not too much. I'm not talking about reading books every single day. I'm not talking about, you know, trying to go to a different country to get involved in some kind of, you know, college education or to get into the environment. I'm just talking about paying a little bit of attention, watch some TV shows, listen to some music, and of course, try to read some books. That's going to help you out. That's the big secret. Well, it's not the biggest secret, though. We have our biggest secret that's only 42 minutes from now. We're going to be revealing our big secret. That's going to be the time the show ends tonight, so it's 42 minutes from now, because right now it's, we're just 18 minutes past this hour, and we're 18 minutes into the show officially. We haven't taken a break yet, but usually I don't take a break while doing the show, because it's just a one-hour show, it's very short. I just want to be able to stay here as long as possible to interact with people, except that nobody wants to talk to me, but doesn't matter, I'm talking to myself, and I know that Jesus Christ is always talking to me, yeah. I know George, George Bush is talking to me, so that's what matters, you know. Why did I even mention George W.? He's kind of miserable guy, you know, the kind of croak. Anyway, a sports junkie. I used to watch sports so much that I would dream about playing soccer. I would dream about, you know, playing forward. That's the position I play. And I was the guy who was responsible for scoring the goal. So I was pretty good at it. And I'm good. I got to say that I was one of the best. You know, not to be very arrogant. Not to just, you know, praise myself. But I was good. The people were horrible, but I was good. You know, I had a big fan base like what I have right now. People loved me so much, they wanted to, just party with me under the table. A couple weeks ago, I watched the movie. It was called, what's the name of that movie? What was the actor was Kiefer Sutherland, and, you know, the hero of 24, and he was playing, what's the name of actress? I just forgot. Something like Angelina Jolie or something, you know. Not sure, but she was a big name actress. You know, I'm not a big fan of Hollywood movie scene, so I don't know about, you know, a bunch of names about Hollywood actors like, you know, Angelina Jolie, Tom Cruise, Kiefer Sutherland, or, what's this other name? Julia Roberts, yeah. Those big names, those Hollywood movie, billionaires, should I say, they are just a bunch of, you know, BS to me. I don't watch those movies. This just make me sick. It's just a waste of time. If you guys watch movies, you're a loser. If you guys watch the, the presentation of the, Golden Globe or the Oscar, the, you know, the kind of like a meeting of everybody, just you know, just sit there like a bunch of robots, and yeah, you're a loser if you watch that for 1 minute. If you even think about that, you're a loser. It's got nothing to do with you. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, that's of your concern about what those big movie stars do. They're gossips. It's just their story. It's none of your business. So just get out of their business. And you know, I'm kind of very very critical about this kind of stuff. I think that life is all about living your own lives, and not really care about what other people live. Yeah. Except I gossip all the time. I always talk about people behind their backs. So unfortunately, I am the biggest hypocrite in the world. But you know, it's just what happens. So sometimes you accept that. It's we're back. It's 21 minutes after this hour, and you're being listened to the Zip Code Famers Face Radio Online Extreme Talk Show with your host Chris Phoenix. We'll be back after this. I think I'm kind of talking very funny. I'm I'm trying to be funny. I'm trying to be you know, facetious, but sometimes it backfires. People think I'm an idiot. Maybe I am an idiot. And by the way, I'm not a Chinese. I'm from Iraq. You know, I'm an Iraqi. I'm an Arab. I speak Arabic. Yeah, I speak this Alibaba language. You know. Middle East is a good place to go if you want to travel to my my place where I live is Iraq. Right now it's been occupied by the American losers, so that's pretty sad. So, but I want to get back to my hometown. It's in Baghdad. It's in the center of Iraq, so I can teach you a bunch of Arabic if you want, like, you know, all this Alibaba good stuff. Yeah, so that's pretty fancy, and I can also speak Turkish. I can speak some other Middle Eastern language. I can speak German. I can speak French. I can speak Italian. I can also speak Spanish. And what is this other language that I should speak? Filipinos. Yeah, I can speak Cantonese. I can speak Chinese. Of course, I can speak Japanese. Yeah, I'm a very successful language professor. So I I'm good. I'm good. I'm just gonna play some music here. Yeah, here we go. I know I talk too much. I usually don't give people the opportunity to talk to me because I'm just like a dictator, you know. I do a lot of things that I want to do, and I just, you know. Yeah. What am I doing here? Am I supposed to do a show here? It's a radio show. It's internet radio show. You know, you can't hear the show on the radio, but you can just hear it on the internet. That's good. What you need is a mic to talk to me. Of course, you're gonna need a pair of speakers, maybe one, yeah. And you need a computer internet access. That's pretty much all you need. You can listen to my show, and very happy to be here. Here we go. We got a story to tell you. I got a personal story. You know, it's a tragedy that happened to me last night. I went out with somebody, and it just, you know. I kind of feel like he was a good knight, he was a good wizard, and I wanted to do something, you know what I'm talking about. And I just, you know, with a bunch of wrong people, hanging out with the wrong crowd is the term that I like to use. Because that's what I tend to do all the time. All the freaking time, I just hang out with the people I'm not supposed to get involved with. But those are the people that I have to genuinely associate with in some kind of, you know, some shape or form, and it just, it's just the way it is. Life is all about taking challenges and going out with, you know, learning stuff from people. So I went out. I got a little bit of gin. I got myself a little bit drunk, and I got back. I didn't even smoke because I forgot my, you know. I just didn't. I wasn't in the mood of smoking, so I didn't do it. But I guess tonight I'll probably do it because it's Wednesday, right? After all, it's Wednesday. It's not Friday. I promised myself to never smoke on Friday nights anymore because Friday nights are not, you know, I don't want to do it on Friday nights. But Wednesday nights, it's good. So, yeah. It's good. What am I? Yeah, it's 26 minutes past this hour, and you've been listening to this. You know, we have American Stan. The first one here, you're going to talk about Ace. Ace means something very good. He's an ace reporter, means he's an excellent reporter. Action. Do you know where the action is in this town? You know, the action, where the happening, where the downtown, the bars, you know, the strip clubs, the hot women, you know, where the places you can get yourself drunk, you can party yourself under the table with your friends. That's the action, you know. What the action is in this town? It's, you know, it's in a, you know, where is it here? I don't know. I never go to these places. I'm a good person. I never go to bad places. I never hook up with people. I'm a model citizen. Alright, airhead. My sister's boyfriend is a real airhead. He's a stupid person. You know, he's a dummy. He's a dumbass. It's a nut job, isn't it? Yeah, all wet. Your ideas about politics are all wet. It's, what does it mean? I'm going to have to check it out. Hold on a second. Let me see here. I got my file. I'm going to check it out, the one it means. Maybe I even know it. I'm just not sure. Yeah. Your ideas about politics are all wet. It's all wet means, oops, something wrong here. I don't know what's happening. All wet. I'm going to have to check it out on the website. Where's the website? Yeah, let me do it right now. I'm going to have to search American Stan. It's usually the first one that comes up. Your ideas about politics are all wet. I'm just wondering what it means. It must be good. Yeah. Oh, completely wrong. Your ideas about politics is just a bunch of crap. It's completely wrong. All right, next one. All-nighter. I almost fell asleep during the test after all-nighter. Means sleeping, you know, staying up all night, just preparing a test or something. Yeah, it reminds me of what I used to do. I used to prepare the test right before the morning of test. I would be spending enough time just at my desk preparing to read my books. And of course, I got my notebooks full of notes that I took. And some of those were just doing copy and pasting from somebody else. And the next morning, I would go to the test, and I would just, my head was just completely spinning around because I wasn't sleeping, not for even 1 minute, because I was just, you know, doing all that or trying to make up for the lessons that I missed. Yeah, that's kind of a bunch of good memories. Screw up. Yeah, ammo. The gun was useless after killer ran out of ammunition. That's the bullets, you know, the ammunition, the, you know, the stuff that you have to, you need to fill up your weapon. Anti-freeze. Yeah, let's see what happens. I really need some anti-freeze in me on cold days like this. Yeah, let me see what it means. So hold on a second. Anti-freeze. Oh, liquid. All right. Liquid. What does it mean? Does it mean alcohol? Alcoholic beverage? I have no idea. Maybe it is. It's just past armpit. Oh, that's disgusting. This town is really an armpit. That means it's probably very dirty. You know, like your armpit, undesirable place. You know, it's not desirable. It's something not very good. It's something I want to get rid of. All right, we gotta take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about this kind of stuff. Yeah, my music is here, and let's take a little bit of a break, and we'll get back. After this, shortly, it's going to be good. You're listening to the Face Radio I'm Not Extreme Talk Show. It's 30 minutes past this hour, and you're still alive. Yeah, lucky you. But it may not be so in the next 5 minutes, because I'm going to do something that can explode your brain.
Kiss and don't care. You wanna get yourself in trouble. You're too. You're different, that's
You know, that somebody once told me I looked like kind of like a Ranku, like a Ranku boy. That's what they told me. When I was younger, people gave me nicknames, especially when we were playing sports. I was given nicknames like a potato, you know, like a different names of a cartoon characters. That's one of the names that I used to give me was Snow White. Yeah, and I was wearing a white t-shirt, so they call me Snow White. That's kind of funny, because I'm a boy, not a girl. And why should they call somebody who's got, you know, yeah. Yeah, what the heck am I supposed to do with that kind of situation? They were just a bunch of people that wanted to bully me, and so they called me Snow White, and I had nothing to do with that, but there was nothing to do about that, so I just kind of accepted that. After a while, I got used to it, so now, looking back, it's good memory, you know. I still wish that people would call me Snow White boy, or girl, you know, whatever. Preference, you know, don't tell, don't ask. I think tomorrow I'm going to continue to watch NCIS. I'm not sure if the new episode has come out yet. So far, it's pretty good. It's the show has been into the 7th episode. And I guess this week there's going to be the 8th. Sometimes it comes out every Tuesday night after, Tuesday night after the show has been broadcast. Of course, Monday on CBS. And some people just post the show on the internet so we can download that. Yeah, sometimes I... We can get down till Thursday, but usually we get it Wednesday morning or Tuesday night if I can still stay up that late, if I have time to download that show. I watched that only once, and I deleted it. I don't want to watch it again. I don't want to watch anything again. I don't want to just bore myself with the repetition of the show, because my life has enough repetition already. A lot of things that happen in my life is just a repetition. I have to do the same thing every single day. It's just a freaking... Yeah, it's just kind of boring, sometimes, but it's pretty challenging. A lot of things going on. It's my constant required, you know, attention, dedication, a lot of focus. If I don't do this, it's just not going to work. I'm just wondering, does anybody want to talk to me or not? You know, we have two very, very good topics. You know, surefire way to improve English. It's some kind of a secret that I'm going to review, you know, for people just to enter chat room right now. If you missed the beginning of the show, what I was talking about was that at the end of the show tonight, I'm going to reveal the secret to improve English. Actually, very simple. It's only two words, but I'm not going to say that right now. I'm going to, you know, create some suspense, like I said. Second topic here for tonight, sports junkie. Some people say that I'm a sports junkie because I watch sports too much. I watch baseball. And my favorite team is Arizona Diamondbacks. And of course, this season, the team has been losing, so... It's kind of unfortunate, and the Dodgers lost to the Nationals, lost to the Yankees, and lost to the Phillies. And the Philadelphia Phillies won the championship this year, so that's good for them, but, you know, my team is the Diamondbacks. I wish that my Diamondbacks would win the game, and, yeah, somebody wants to talk to me, alright. Let's see what's happening here. Alright, you're on air. Alright, you're on air. You are officially on air, but nobody can hear you, so that's not good. Alright, talk to me. Alright, I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Alright, people just want to get on the show and refuse to talk to me, so that's kind of miserable. Anyway, what I was talking about just now. I was talking about, watching baseball. I wanted to watch some basketball tonight. You know, my favorite player is Allen Iverson. He's playing for Denver Nuggets. He's a good player. He still played for the 76ers. A couple years back, when he was still the MVP, I still remember that back in 2001, the 76ers got into the finals and lost to the Lakers, but it was a good game. Yeah, I miss those days. I was still in high school. High school was good. I had some, you know, pretty much a bunch of people that we would hang out and do a bunch of stupid stuff every single day after school. Sometimes during classes we were skipping classes. Anyway, I don't care. So I was a big fan of Iverson, especially since high school, because he was 76ers. He was the man that was in charge, and he was pretty good. So I was just kind of follow him for many years, and still, he's getting old, but he's still good. So I just wish that I could, attend a game in real life instead of just watching it on TV or watching the sports channel. Speaking of sports channel, I watch ESPN. ESPN is pretty good. watch MSNBC there. You know, ABC also has sports channel, and sometimes watch the CBS sports channel. They have a different, different personalities talking about sports, but or sports related topics, but different personalities. They give us different ideas, you know, that kind of thing. And what am I going to talk about? Does anybody want to talk to me? You know, we do have people here. Just, you know, seems like people are kind of scared to talk to me because I'm kind of a creepy guy. That I'm a very boring guy. If you get to know me, you know that I'm very boring. I don't come up with a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. The problem with me seems to be that I don't talk too much. I'm always very introverted. People consider me a weirdo. You know what a weirdo is? The weirdo is somebody who's a nerd, somebody who's good at computer. Of course, I'm very good at computers, but I'm not very good at, you know, socializing with people. I'm not very good at, you know, making friends, talking to people, but I am very good at, you know, getting drunk. I'm very good at drinking. I can drink a lot, but it's pretty much defeats the purpose of going out. You know, you just want to have fun. You want to just relax yourself, but if you drink too much, you just end up backfiring. You just get too tired. After all this year of drinking, I finally decided to quit. Anyway, yeah, I don't care what's happening. I'm just gonna continue to play music until you guys want to talk to me. I'm gonna give you one more chance to talk to me. If you don't talk, I'm gonna just kick you out of the room. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna give you the opportunity to talk to me. It's gonna be right now. All right, there you go. Let's talk. Oh, what the heck's going on here? Something wrong. Yeah. Okay, you're on here. All right, talk to me. Hey, hello, sweetheart. Are you there? You want to talk to me? Alright, what's happening? It's Wednesday night. Very happy to be here. It's good weather. It's very cold, but it's good weather in general. So, what's up? What's going on? Is it my message? What message? No, I didn't receive any message. I received one message. Somebody wants to be my friend. Somebody said, can you be my friend? Is that you? Somebody sent me a message requesting to be my friend, but yeah, I'm not sure who that person is, but anyway, yeah, go ahead. What do you have in mind? Hello? Alright, doesn't want to talk. Alright, doesn't matter. Fish Beauty on Extreme Talk Show here. It's 40 minutes, and yeah, you say something? Did you say something? Yeah, I know my music is very good. Everybody likes my music. Very good, I know. Thank you. I have very good taste in music. People always say that. How what? I didn't study English. English studied me. You know, I didn't have to study. I was born with the ability to speak English. So, yeah, just 40 years, I guess. You know, I'm 45 years old this year, so I've been studying English for 40 years. Only 5 years I did not study English. So that's all about it. Spending 40 years speaking language, and it just pretty much becomes your own language. You know. Whatsoever. Some people say that I'm a fake because I'm not 45 years old. I'm only 37. I'm 39 actually. I'm 41. You know, I was telling you a lie. I'm actually 52. I'm much older. But, you know, some people say I look like 17, but actually I'm pretending to be 17. I'm just 25, or, you know, I'm 27. I've been studying English for 25 years. Some people say that. All right, thanks for the call. Anyway, here's Fresh Brini on the Extreme Talk Show. We'll be back after a little bit of music, and that's going to be wrap up the show here shortly.
Send me an angel.
Happening here. Yeah, that was bumper music. I listened to some radio show. I just happened to know that some of the songs that I play on this show are pretty good, so I just kind of doing copy pasting. I search the lyrics on the internet. I use Google, I use Yahoo, I use MSN, sometimes use AltaVista, but my favorite one is Yahoo, and of course MSN. And of course Google. Yeah, of course all the way. AOL. I use all those kind of search engines to search the terms that I want to, you know, find out about those articles. The other day I was searching about a song that was a good song, so I just found a song, and it's a good song. It's by the a band New Order. It's called Blue Monday. I'm not sure if I have the song here. I wish I had the song, but must be another one here. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me find out about what's happening here. Yeah, that it looks like there's something that we can do. It's music. It's good music. Anyway, I'm gonna play this for the time being. I just wanna take a little break. I wanna go to the bathroom for a little while, so enjoying this. I'm just kind of surprised that, you know, this kind of razor is still not making me, it's making me freeze. I kind of freeze my teeth sometimes, my teeth shake, and I kind of tremble a little bit, because I'm not used to the coat. The razor sucks pretty bad. I just need some kind of razor to fresh air, to get some rest. Maybe tomorrow I'll go out and do some bicycle, you know, cycling, that's what I talk about. You know, getting my bike, I got a bike, it's pretty fancy bike, it's $300 bike. I'm getting my $300 bike tomorrow morning to get a little bit of rush air, and it's morning air, it's very unfresh. I live in a city where there's a lot of population, so it's very polluted. And of course, you know, when the city is very polluted, it's not very good for your lungs, so you can get kind of cancer if you breathe air too much. Yeah. So, anyway, maybe I'll do that, maybe I won't, and I haven't decided yet, but one thing for sure is that tonight I can't go out because I got a lot of job to do. Alright, I got about 15 minutes to go here, it's 45 minutes into the show, and good. I got an email coming in, it looks like I just got a deal, yeah, sounds good. There's always a lot of things that's frustrating me nowadays. Seems like work is getting very hectic, and there's a song called Merrick, where's that? The one that, I can't find it. I gotta do something. Yeah, I know what's happening. Straight Up, that's a good song. I wanna play that one. I don't care if I cannot find it, but I just wanna play it. So I gotta try to find it somewhere. Yeah, kind of funny. Somewhere must be here or somewhere else. Whatever happens, we have to find it. I know where to find it. Just give me a little bit of time and I'll find it. Not here, a different place. Yeah, here. That's good, that's NCIS. You guys been listening to me, you guys gotta check this out. It's oh,
acting real kinky. There's a reward, right?
Yes, you get him.
Yeah,
I remember you. The biter.
You stay here. Come with me. McGee, take the perimeter.
Yeah, this is happening.
NCIS, freeze! Hey, hold it!
All right, just get away. Get away.
Federal agents, we just want to talk, Dennis.
No, I'm not going.
All right, that's the boring show. I'm not going to play that anymore. I swear to God, I'm never going to play NCIS again on the show. If that's not something very boring, nothing is. Nothing gets more boring than my voice, which is like a magnet. It attracts people. People, once they get into my circle, you just cannot get away because I'm a black hole. I'm something that's very irritating, annoying. The people hate me for it, for what I do. But you know, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a year since that I've been having such kind of emotion. I like the ambience. I've been watching sports channel nowadays. I've been watching news, and I kind of understand what's going on. Sometimes it gets a little bit weird when I say things that I don't mean. I do a lot of stuff I regret. For example, what am I talking about right now? It's just a bunch of, you know, bunch of bull crap that nobody really cares about. I say the same stuff every single time, and it's 12 minutes to go. I'm gonna reveal my big secret. Alright, here we go. The best way to learn English very fast is to... Alright. Anybody want to take a guess? What is the surefire way to improve English fast? It's the big secret that we have tonight. I'm going to review our secret. So, everybody, please make sure you have your pen, you have the notebook, you have your tape recorder, you got the... take some notes, because the secret is only going to be revealed once. And, of course, we have the recording, but, you know, spoil the fun. Yeah. The secret is, if you want to be able to improve your English language skills, you got to listen to my show. That's a secret. Alright, I'll be back. Very simple. Listen to my show and you improve your English. Kind of simple, huh? There's no big secret. There's no mystery surrounding the big secret. It's just that you have to listen to my show, and that's pretty much it. If you listen to it, you can improve. You don't, you just can't. Alright. Where's that? What's happening? We've got some excerpts. Alright, here we go. Here it is. It's gonna be good. Yeah, that's the one that we're talking about here.
All the shyness that is criminally vulgar on the sun and air of nothing in particular. Shut your mouth.
To listen to the show here. It's a big secret. One of the biggest secrets in my life. I'm revealing to you guys. It's how to improve your English. attribute symbol, two words. Listen to me. Actually, it's three words, but you know, anyway, I said two words, damn it. Listen to me. Listen to my show and be a donor, you know, make some donation. Make your donation. Support the show here. Just donate $100 and you get the access to my show archive. You have exclusive interview with me. You can ask me questions. I'm going to ask. Answer all your freaking questions in whatever the format you want. You can sit there, ask me questions. You can stand up in front of me, ask me. I can even send you my autograph if you want. But of course, you have to pay the shipping. You know, it's gonna be kind of expensive because if you want to use the express shipping methods. Anyway, here's Chris Phoenix, Zip Code Famous, Face Breeding on the Extreme Talk Show, and we've got about 10 minutes to go. Actually, 8 minutes. It's 52 minutes past 5 hours, and 05:52. That's the hour. It's Mountain Standard Time MST. So here is the end of the show, and we're just going to continue to play some music and just wrap up the show here. Back, I just took a little bit of traveling to the bathroom, and I'm back. Here is 54 minutes. After sure, I pretty much gotta do something with my friend. So, I want to get back to work. I got responsibilities, but no, I just want to get out and hang out with friends and hook up with people, just random. I just don't care. I gotta do something, you know. Sometimes if you gotta do something, you gotta do it. Doesn't care about consequence, but there's going to be substantial repercussions if something doesn't get done tonight. But I have to say in advance that something's always going to be consequence. It's the balance of the universe. If you do something, something happens. If you don't do something, something still happens. But something, your inaction results in some action happening in some form of shape. It's a very metaphysical question, but it's if you talk about this, you know, think about it in a philosophical way, it's something that actually happens, you know? Yeah, that's kind of weird. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I love philosophy, I love, metaphysical debates. I once debated with my teacher, we're talking about the, a bunch of politics. Kind of interesting, but, what am I going to do here? Probably do something else. Yeah, but I just want to play this. It's good. I got a lot to say. I notice your eyes are always glued to me, keeping them here. I'm a lover, but I'm leaving, touching, teasing kind of girl. I'm the perfect type for one night. Yeah, suffocate quick, doesn't make me a bitch. Sweet, but I start to choke when you say Right, here's what happens. It's my show. It's my call and not my, you know. Yeah, responsibility is very high. The stakes very high. I've been accused of, you know, just treating people unfairly because they are ugly. Yeah, that's, I guess what I do. What the heck, everybody's ugly, you know, some way, you know. Nobody's perfect, we all make mistakes, we all screw up big time. It's just a matter of some people screw up more often than other people. It's just the way that this universe is shaped, how we communicate with substance. There's like each one of us is the element of the universe that we have to create the obligation that we have, and we have to contribute our efforts to make this world a better place to speak. It's a very general idea. But when it comes down to everyday life, it's just about a bunch of crap. It's nobody really cares about that. It's just care about yourself. That's, you know, what we're talking about here. You know, playing bass music and get yourself drunk, and that's what it's all about. I don't care about politics. I don't care about philosophy or some kind of, you know, making contributions to the to this world. It's, screw this. I don't care. I have freedom. I value, you know, what I've got. It's pretty good what I have here. I got the a good life, and I have people here, so that's good. It's all good. Let me just refresh something. I still want to play this music. Yeah. That's good music.
Tell me how I got this far. Just tell me why you're here and who you are.
Okay, right now it seems like the show is going to come to an end, and I am just officially, I'm going to do something to end the show here. Hold on a second, I'm going to say something to, yeah, what's happening here? Yeah, it's stuck. Hey, what's up? What is going on here? Something must be going on with your knife, so, alright. What's going on? Yeah, you want to talk? I know you want to talk. Yeah. So what's up? Alright, anyway. I'm going to end the show here shortly and just, you know, remind you that Friday night we still have the show here going on. Same time, same place, same content. Of course, we have updating the content. We're going to have to come up with a bunch of new topics. But, you know, it's more or less, it's pretty much the same every time we talk about topics, we have discussion, and we have American slam, and some kind of, you know, interaction with the audience. Want to talk to me, just give me a call, and we can talk. So Friday night is in 48 hours, actually 47. I'm going to be continuing to the show, and right now I'm just going to try to find my intro music to end this show here. Just hold that a second. It's going to be something that, something I care about, so I'm going to make sure the show ends well. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Alright, here we go. I found the music. I just need to find the button to press that, and it's going to be down. Alright. Alright, peace out, everybody. Here's Fishbury on the Extreme Talk Show. We'll be back after, it's only 47 minutes, so, yeah.
Let's